It's the web's only podcast completely devoted to daily fantasy sports. Welcome to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Here's your host, Dan Bach.
Hey everyone, what is going on? I want to welcome you here to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, all presented by our great friends over there at Daily Joust. A busy Monday here on the podcast. Of course, if you're new to us, we welcome you to it. Thanks for giving us the listen. Of course, we talk daily fantasy sports, and with that, there's so much stuff going on in this industry. Every day there's new things, recapping what happens over the weekend. Of course, we're talking strategy for the upcoming weeks. So just tons of stuff here on the podcast, and today going to be a good one. We're going to bring on the 270 qualifier over there on FanDuel in week two. He goes by the Money Man. Had a great week, finished first in the 270 qualifier and second in just the $10 qualifier, and we'll learn a little bit about him and the exciting week that he had a week ago. We'll also look a little bit into this week's FFFC as we go into Monday night, who's in the lead, who's got a great chance of going to Vegas, and just the stories continue to get exciting. So I'll just kind of tease you with that. We'll get to that in just a minute. Also, we'll talk about what's happening at Super Joust 3. Of course, we're down to the final two, who they are. We'll give you all that information. And kind of tomorrow on the podcast, I'm not going to spend too much time on it today because we're going to do a whole interview on it tomorrow, but Draft Street did come out with their Draft Street Football Championship basically promo. It's going to start up this upcoming weekend, and it's kind of a similar format as we've seen over there on FanDuel and even with the Baseball Championship, in that weekly qualifiers, they're going to do a couple of them every single weekend, and they're going to be different buy-in amounts. They're going to have satellite tournaments, so you know, if it's a 270 tournament, you obviously, if you don't have that in your bankroll, you've got a way for you to kind of get into that tournament. So Draft Street's going to be announced it on Friday. Had an email blast. If you're on their site, you probably have got it. But $100,000 going to first place, so that seems like six figures seems to be like the standard right now. That's what you got over there on DraftKings. You got it over there on Draft Street. And, of course, on FanDuel, they're going $150K. But it looks like a great tournament, live final out in Vegas. So the way it actually, I mean, I was looking at this. Daily Fantasy is just so insane that I think it's 1 week is the Draft Street qualifier out in Vegas. The following week is the FanDuel qualifier out in Vegas. Not the qualifier, the finals, I should say. And then the week after that is the $250,000 tournament over on DraftKings. And then the week after that is Super Joust 4. So the final 4 weeks of the NFL season, there is just going to be a crap load of money going out to people. And I am so curious to see if, you know, one person can win more than one of these big time prizes. I mean, let's face it, it wouldn't shock me, to be honest with you, you know, especially with some of the big names who've already qualified for the FanDuel final. I mean, imagine if somebody gets to Vegas for Draft Street's and FanDuel's football championship. I mean, theoretically, they could just hang out in Vegas for like, you know, a week and a half, you know, go out there for the Draft Street Championship, hang out all week long, then stay for the FanDuel Championship. And if you win both of them, hell, you might as well stay out there and put your teams together in the DraftKings Championship too, because it's been good luck. But we'll see if anybody has that opportunity. But again, we'll talk to Mark Nuremberg tomorrow on the podcast about the Draft Street Final a little bit more in depth. Super Joust 3, mentioned that in passing, and of course that is going to get wrapped up tonight. It's been a little different format than their previous Super Joust, and of course this is kind of wrapped up at the end of baseball season. It's really been a fun tournament, and you know, they had a lot of success with their multi-day 50-50 contests, and that's kind of the format that they took for the Super Joust. And the two finalists are going to be Moby Dickler against Kevin Kiner. And DP47 and Landsharks also got into the final four. All four of these guys, are, certainly, I'm not really familiar with Kevin Kiner. I think he's more recently kind of jumped in lately. But Landsharks, DP, and Moby Dickler, these guys are the best of the best over there on Draft Street, or excuse me, on Daily Joust for baseball. So it definitely makes sense that, you know, in this format that I really think brings more of a level to skill than just a one-day tournament. I'm not surprised that these guys did so well. I mean, I don't know for sure, but I'm fairly certain that DP and Moby Dickler have won more money than anybody else on the site this baseball season. The fact that they almost finished first and second in the Super Joust is pretty amazing. So congratulations to all the finalists, but congratulations to those two guys. And hopefully, crossing my fingers, we can get the winner on the podcast to talk a little bit about, you know, grinding it out for like 7 days worth of these 50-50 contests. I got eliminated in the field of 32. I had two teams and couldn't put them through. So pretty frustrating stuff there. But a great tournament by the guys at Daily Joust to wrap up this baseball season. And still action to be had out there in baseball, but I don't know about you. It's, you know, when you go through a weekend like you just had with the NFL and college, it just kind of really puts baseball on the back burner. I mean, this Sunday for the NFL might have been one of the best Sundays I could ever remember. I mean, thank God there's this thing called the Red Zone Channel. I mean, when you had like four games, it seemed like going to overtime at the same time. It was absolutely nuts. I mean, it was one after another. Field goal for the win, field goal for the tie. It was just incredible. And that's really why the NFL is just the greatest league ever. Regardless of the officials, that's why the NFL is in no hurry to, you know, basically give in this negotiation to the officials, because people are going to watch regardless. And it was still just an amazing product, and it really makes the daily fantasy thing pretty exciting. And I don't know about you. I mean, this happens all the time. It happens on a daily basis where there's like a fluke thing that costs you money. But that Antonio Brown, I don't know what happened here, because I'm 99% sure he fumbled before he scored the touchdown in that Steelers game, and then he recovered his fumble. So I was thinking to myself, well, Ben Roethlisberger, he's not going to get the touchdown pass here. You know, that should be, you know, he fumbled before and then recovered the fumble in the end zone. I'm pretty sure that shouldn't be a touchdown pass or reception. But for whatever reason, they gave him the touchdown pass. And I'm curious, if somebody else recovered the fumble for the Steelers, would it not have been a touchdown pass? So I don't know. That whole little thing probably cost me a couple hundred bucks. So I'm not really excited the way that happened. And then you have like Darren McFadden looks like he has a touchdown and instead is down at like the 2-inch line. And of course they throw it in instead of running it in with Darren McFadden. So yeah, you know, those little things in football, you know, it's, this is what makes our daily game so great, is a lot of times, you know, those instances happen on a week-to-week basis, but to think that it happens, you know, for us with all this money on the line, I mean, yeah, if you lose 1 week in your season league, big deal. But, you know, when it basically all the marbles come down to it, I mean, like I say, even though I lost a couple hundred bucks on that play, somebody else won. And it just really adds an element of excitement and it gives us that sweat that I know we just all love. So just a great weekend in NFL altogether. My picks were so-so, not great, not terrible. But, you know, did I talk about Jamaal Charles? I love Jamaal Charles. I had him on a bunch of teams. The biggest thing that killed me was Tony Romo. I had a great squad going in the FFFC, but, you know, the Jason Witten, Tony Romo combo did not work out so well. If I would have replaced that with Ben Roethlisberger, Heath Miller, I might be dancing my way to Vegas. But the world of what-ifs in daily fantasy sports. But speaking of the FFFC, before we get to our interview with last week's winner, I do want to talk about what's going on again this week, because the $10 qualifier, you're not going to believe this, but another person who is at the Roto Grinders Free Roll Bowl, the Las Vegas kickoff week one, is in the clubhouse with the lead right now as we go into Monday night. His name is Primetime 420, and this guy has been a long time daily fantasy player, another guy we've already had on the podcast. And if he would make it, I mean, we're talking about a murderer's row right now who would be headed to the FFFC. I mean, you got Napster Man, you've got CSU Rams 88, and Primetime 420. I mean, those guys are huge, big-time players. And the amazing thing is, I'm pretty sure when FanDuel decided to add the second qualifier with the a more expensive buy-in, that's where they figured they'd kind of get more of their quote-unquote name players. But the name players are winning the $10 game. And Primetime right now, he needs a little bit of help. Again, I didn't go through the scoreboard, so I don't know exactly who people have. Certainly a good chance somebody's going to have Aaron Rodgers out there, Jordy Nelson. I know Mason Crosby, I think, is maybe like 16 points or so behind. You know, it's in range, so he'll definitely be hoping for extra points and not field goals from the Green Bay kicker, but just an awesome story. I mean, if we would go 3 for 3 in terms of getting Roto Grinders members, guys who went to the party out there into the final in Vegas, I mean, it's just going to be a repeat of what we had week one. So pretty exciting stuff. Best of luck to Primetime 420. Had a great time meeting him. And if he wins, I'm sure we'll get him back here on the podcast once again. As it was funny because, you know, we always talk about, you know, how do people look compared to what you think they're going to look like? And a lot of people looked, pretty much nobody looked like you really think they do, but Primetime didn't really look at all like I kind of expected him to. And he was just such a nice guy out there, really easygoing, and I'm pretty sure he said that he doesn't even really watch the games. I think he said, you know, I make my teams and then whatever happens, happens. So I'll be curious to see if he was watching last night when Joe Flacco brought him, Joe Flacco and Ray Rice, what, 40 some odd points between those two to put him in first place going into Monday night. But we'll hopefully talk to him. Hope he'll definitely pulling for him and see if he can't win that trip to Vegas to play for $150,000. But speaking of that, one guy who definitely is, his name is Mike Bianchi. He goes by the Money Man, big winner last week on FanDuel. Joining us now on the podcast, excited to bring on the next gentleman who's heading out to Las Vegas to compete for $150,000 first place prize in the FFFC. He had just an outstanding, I don't even think outstanding sums it up, maybe as good of a week as you could possibly have. His name is Mike, but he goes by the Money Man over there on FanDuel, and he joins us here on the Roto Grinders Fantasy Fix. What's going on, Mike? Congratulations on making it to Vegas.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dan. I appreciate it. It was a great week. Things just kind of fell my way. I'm just very blessed this past week.
Well, I would say things more than went your way because you nearly accomplished what I didn't think anybody could possibly do, and that's taking down both the $10 FFFC qualifier and the 270. Now, you finished in first on the 270, but a lot of people don't realize that you finished second in the $10 version. So, yeah, I'd say you definitely, you know, the stars were aligned for you on Saturday. Or, excuse me, last Sunday.
Yeah. But it came with a lot of sweating, I'll tell you. My teams were nearly alike. I went with virtually one team, a couple of swapped out players, and had a good week in some other contests. But as it related to the Vegas qualifier, on the $10, I went with Percy Harvin. On the $270, I went with Demaryius Thomas. And ironically, Harvin would have locked up the $270 for me, but I had to sweat Demaryius Thomas Monday night to win the $270, and Harvin only got me second in the $10 one.
Now, let's talk about that Monday night. I mean, you looked at it, you knew what you needed to get, and it's one of those situations, you know, my wife always tells me, you know, you put your team in and whatever happens, happens. You know, you stressing over it doesn't really matter, but I'm sure you sat in front of that TV knowing, hey, I need Demaryius Thomas to get this. What was it like knowing that, I mean, you probably were going to come out with some cash anyway, but, I mean, to get a chance for $150,000 coming down to one player, that's got to be a pretty intense Monday night football game.
Oh, yeah, man. I've been playing fantasy football a while, and I've been down this road a bit, and had my share of winning some money in the past, but yeah, I was pretty nervous Monday night, and then watching the replacement refs at the end of the first half, Thomas caught that touchdown pass, which I'm yelling at the TV, he's in, and they rule him incomplete. You know, when it had to go to replay, I was really wondering if it was going to go my way, but that play got me within striking distance. So the second half was just needing a few catches, which didn't happen until the fourth quarter. So it was still, chewing the nails there and hoping that it would come together, and fortunately it did.
Now, tell me what your strategy was. I mean, you got into both the $270 and the $10 qualifiers. How many did you put in to each of those tournaments, and how many did you play leading up to, or I guess it's only been the second week, but how many did you do the first week?
Well, yeah, the guys that are big time into this, I've been playing fantasy sports for about, daily fantasy sports for about 6 years. I've been playing fantasy sports for about 12, my nephew got me into it. Shea Harvey, also known as the Twin King in these circles. But I've been, like I said, I've been playing about 6 years, and I'm not one of these guys that goes a lot of teams. I only do football, and I actually only had one team in the $10 and one team in the $270. And last week I only did one team. So, it was crazy. And that same team also won the $5,000 Blitz contest. So I had 11 teams and 10 of them won me money.
Well, that is definitely hitting the nail on, you know, the head right there. You didn't miss on much of anything. That's called faith in that one lineup, and it definitely paid off for you. Now, you say you've been playing for 6 years. You know, that's a long time. I mean, Daily Fantasy has only been basically around that long, and it's still relatively new. Tell me how you got into it, and I'm guessing this is probably your biggest score that you've ever had, but tell me about your history as a daily player.
I stumbled across a site that's now defunct, and I don't even remember what it was, about 6 years ago, and loved it. I loved the concept of playing daily sports. Again, I'm just basically a football guy, and so I tried it, and I had some success. I won, and then I won another contest, and just really got hooked on the idea of evaluating the matchups week to week and starting a team and just love it. Of course, I play season long as well, but just really love the way that the daily and the weekly games work. So, yeah, I was probably one of the first ones in the boat. In fact, back in, I want to say 2008, there's a now defunct contest that was awarding $1 million. And I was out in Vegas for the finals of that, and didn't finish so well. Finished like 8th or 10th or something like that. But I had actually hoped to start a daily contest if I'd won that money, and didn't go my way. But I've loved playing, and found FanDuel maybe 3 years ago, I think. So I've been playing that pretty much ever since.
So I guess this is like a redemption Vegas trip for you, huh? You know, you had your first encounter going out there playing for a lot of money, and now here's your chance to say, hey, you know, I got to redeem myself after that finish.
Yeah, man, I do. I do, and I hope it goes a lot better, because that morning I woke up and both my quarterbacks were playing in Blizzard, so I knew it wasn't going to go well for me.
Now,
so hopefully this will go better.
Now, we're talking with the money man. He's going to Vegas to play for $150,000 in the FanDuel FFFC towards the end of the football season. Tell me a little bit about you outside of Daily Fantasy. I mean, I always find it interesting to kind of learn a little bit about the people behind the screen name. So who is the money man?
Well, I'll tell you, the way I got the name was I was playing in a church charity basketball tournament a number of years ago and made a shot, and the announcer says, Money Man hits from downtown, and I kind of like the moniker, and so it kind of stuck. Now, you got to understand, it had nothing to do with my basketball prowess, but the fact that I was a CPA who kept the books for the church. So, so I recognized my limited skill set, but I kind of liked it. So I'm a partner in a CPA firm that specializes in serving nonprofit organizations.
Oh, very interesting. You know, the number of CPAs that I have spoken with on this podcast who are Daily Fantasy players, it's scary. Like, I don't know. Like, it's crazy. I would say, like, it seems like 6 out of every 10 people I talk to who are Daily Fantasy players are a CPA. So I don't know what the correlation is, but the bottom line is you guys are pretty good at what you do.
It's statistics, and if you're a CPA, you got to love statistics and crunching the numbers or grinding the numbers and making it happen. So it's just right up the alley of a CPA.
So what's the plan for Vegas? Are you married? You bringing friends? You bringing the wife? Have you thought about it? Well, what's going to be the plan towards, the end of the football season?
Yeah, absolutely. Timing couldn't be better for us. I'm bringing my wife. Got a wonderful, incredible wife. Our anniversary is December 15th. So we're actually going to go spend a few days out in Vegas, celebrate our anniversary, hopefully bring back 150K and not leave too much of it out in Vegas.
Well, definitely looking forward to meeting you out there. Pleasure having you on the podcast, and best of luck moving forward. Like I say, sounds like you had a great last week, and we'll definitely be following along to see how your success continues. But thanks again for spending some time with us today.
Glad to do it. Thanks for the opportunity.
So it's time for me to say thank you to my friends over there at Daily Joust. If you didn't go over there and get any action this past weekend, don't worry. We got baseball going tonight, more football going next week, and they've actually expanded some of the tournaments a little bit. If you are more of a high-stakes player, they added a $109 GPP each and every week for you. So I think it's called the Emperor's Gold Tournament. So if you want to play for some high stakes, you can have that over there on Daily Joust. And the nice thing that they're doing with this tournament, I noticed, is they're actually running some like $11 qualifiers in there. So like, what is it, 10 or 12 man tournaments? I think it's 10 man tournaments or 11 man tournaments. You win that thing, then you get your seat into the Emperor's Gold. So if you don't have, if you don't want to spend $110 on the buy-in, that's a great way for you to get into that big high stakes tournament where you can win some big money. So make sure you go over to Joust, one of the new things that they definitely added. Of course, Super Joust for $50,000 in prizes going out to the 50 people who qualify. Made a run at it this week, but damn Jay Cutler, he stunk it up for me. So that's what I get for rolling with Jay Cutler. But definitely two seats every single week they have got going right now for the Super Joust. So make sure you go over there and give it a try. They've definitely got college football on Saturdays. Had a pretty decent week on college football. Not great, but fairly decent. But all in all, great product. And more importantly, in my eyes, they've been supporting this podcast since the first day it started. So if you enjoy this show, if you enjoy what we do at Roto Grinders, we always say support our sponsors. So go over there, make a deposit, and give them a try. They are dailyjoust.com. And with that, I got to say goodbye to you for today. We'll certainly return to the podcast once again tomorrow. Joining us will be Mark Nirenberg of Draft Street, talking about the Draft Street Football Championship. That should be exciting. Also, we'll recap exactly what happens in this week three of the FFFC. And we'll see what else fun happens. I'm sure there's going to be tons of other things going on in Daily Fantasy. It seems like every day more stuff to talk about. But thank you so much for giving us a listen. It's been the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, all presented by Daily Joust. Follow us over there on Twitter. It is at Roto Grinders. We've got a nice Facebook page for you, and you can go to the iTunes account, your iTunes account. Go do a little search under podcast for Daily Fantasy Fix. Click subscribe, and then you'll get this podcast every day. So till tomorrow, everybody, thank you so much for giving us a listen. We'll talk to you in the morning. See you, folks.